This is Isheshe Talks with Ategbe.
Evani Iworibo dele ko kile Iworibo dana ko kono kile ko kono ko ma ba eyan ni boni adiva fun dido ti nsa wo lo sodi oyo kini nbe lagbe oyin momo o adun nbe nbe oyin momo. This is the declaration of Ifa from Iworimeji. Beni, Iworimeji is one of the primordial 16 odus. Ojudu, Yoruba people say Ojudu. Not just Yoruba people, Inisheshe. The people that are into Isheshe that would know what I mean by Ojudu. That is the 16 primordial odu. This verse speaks about balance. If you want to use like a fine-tuned word, we would say equity. Beni, it speaks about equity, because you need to understand that in order for us to acquire all the abundance, like all the joy of life in abundance, in order for us to acquire it, we need to live a moderate life. Like when I'm talking about moderate, like we need to live life in moderation, like operate with equity. Then you need to operate with equity. That is what the verse is saying in this context, because if our verse is it says a lot of things. The way I break it down is going to be different from the way another person is going to break it down. But this verse I'm using is a very common verse. If you are conversant with Babalawo from Ibadan town, they usually use it when they are doing Ebo. Like they recite it as part of the old Adabo. They used to, lift the Ebo and send it to the Orun. But they use it for the ritual. But now I'm, extracting the philosophical message from my own perspective. So let's break it down. It says, Iwori, bo dele ko kile. Iwori, when you get home, greet them at home. Iwori, bo dono ko kono. Iwori, on your way home, which is ono, greet them at ono. That's the road that leads home. Greet them on your way home. Kile ko kono. Greet them at home. Greet them on your way home. Koma ba nyoni boni. So that you won't discard someone during the process of worshipping another. You see, when I'm saying someone, that is the best way to literally give you the meaning in English. But if I is not necessarily talking about someone, humans, let's break it down. From my own perspective, it says, Iworibo dele ko kile. The ile is talking about is not really your home, but what you identify with. As human beings, we always identify to one thing or the other. And the things that determine what I would identify with and what you would identify with is based on where we live, from the type of family we come from the type of tribe we come from, the type of culture that is affiliated with the family that you came through to, Ileayi. So let me use myself as an example. The things I identify with, first of all, I'm a Yoruba man. I come from a Yoruba lineage. And the aspect of Yoruba I come from is Ondo. You see, things like this are the things I identify with. And my type of religion is Isheshe. The things I believe in, Ifa worship, Orisha worship, although I'm an Ifa devotee. This is also another thing I identify with within the context of Isheshe, because there are some Isheshe that are strictly Obatala, strictly Oshun. Me, I'm strictly Oromila. Like, I'm a child of Oromila, but at some certain point, as I navigate through Ileayi, I can branch it to Oshun, Obatala, things like that. So these are the things I identify with. But now, this is what my Ile is in that verse. Iworibo dele ko kile, the things I identify with. Greet them. It means like pay homage to them, respect them. So I respect all those things I identify with. I pay homages to them. It now went on to say, Iworibo dono ko kono. The ono are the ones I don't identify with. Just because I don't identify with it doesn't mean other people don't identify with it. Other people do identify with it. Benny. So the things that are the opposite of what I identify with Adeono in this verse, in this context. The things I don't identify, I don't need to start mentioning them. We can use our discretion to understand it. But Ifa is saying that Kile ko kiono, I should greet them at home, and at the same time, I should greet them at Ono. Kima ba nyoni boni, so that I won't discard one person in the process of worshipping another person. It's talking about balance and, you know, equity. Because, you see, we need to understand that what Ifa is saying here, let me break it down. Ifa is saying that, you see, all these things that we identify with is going to, like, you know, as we grow up, we are identifying with this thing. That is what they used to, you know, nurture us till this stage. So, as we grow up, those things is going to be building up some sort of sentiment, unconscious sentiment that lives within us. You might not be conscious of it, but some people are conscious of it. But I would, let's just say majority are not conscious of this sentiment. It's not a bad thing. In this context, Tifa is saying those sentiments are there, but it's not a bad thing. Depending on what you identify with, even if you identify with church, even if you identify with another one or the other one, the sentiment is there as you grow up, as they nurture you. The sentiment is within you. You understand? So, but if I is saying, if you can apply balance and moderation, in other words, equity, to the way you live life, you would be able to live past this sentiment, which is like, it will help you to control yourself from being sentimental. You know, it will help you reason beyond your sentiment when you are doing things, so that you would not, you know, in the process of worshiping another person. It doesn't have to be a person. Understand me. I'm just using the simple words that comes out, you know, directly from my brain to my mouth. You understand? So we need to like pay close, you know, attention to what I'm saying. All these things are there. Ifa is telling us that we should learn to coexist. Because at the end of the day, before I identify with this and before you identify with that, there's one thing we have in common. We are human. And we came through a woman to Ilia. We all, tell me the person that did not come through a woman. We all came through a woman. We all used some certain amount of money in the woman's stomach. So that thing alone is what all of us have in common. And you see that thing that I just explained now that we have in common. It is what, you know, gives us this obligation to respect each other, regardless of what we identify with. See, as an Onisheshi, because now this podcast is for Onisheshi, but if you are not an Onisheshi, you can pick yours from it. As an Onisheshi, no matter how much a boy you do, they should do akoshi, do everything for you. You should do 20 initiations. If you can't reason beyond your sentiment and live life in moderation, you will keep rolling in circles. Benny, you would keep rolling in circles, because you need to understand, this is the philosophy that the wise men that live in Ileaye has documented for us that are coming after them, you know, to learn from, so we can use it for navigation. And if we can't understand these simple things, we would just be living a very difficult life, because we would not be able to acquire the joy in Ileaye in abundance, because we are living a difficult life due to the fact that we can't reason beyond our sentiments. You see, the way you perceive Ileaye, the way you perceive life, Bobashi perceive Ileaye, is what they will use to determine if you are wise or you are not wise. And you see, wisdom is the only thing you can use to properly navigate through life. So if you lack wisdom, seek for wisdom. You can seek for those wisdom in the teachings of Ifa. And if you know that you are not that person that can, you know, that don't have access to it, stick with people that have it. So it's one thing to have wisdom, it's one thing to not to lack it, and it's one thing to notice people that have it and stay away from them. Because that is the only thing you can use to properly navigate through life. Whether you like it. It is not just is not enough. I always say it. You need to use the wisdom and teaching. These teachings are not just there for recitations during Ebo. They are also there for us to learn. To uplift our consciousness. So, guys, we need to acquire wisdom. If we can't acquire it, steal it from someone. Barely. You need it so bad. If you can't steal it from someone, if you don't have the confidence to steal it from someone, work with the person that you know that you can see that this person has wisdom to some certain level. So you can navigate through life swiftly. Because wisdom is the only thing that can help you reason beyond your sentiments. When you reason beyond your sentiment, it puts you on a moderate surface. That way you can live life swiftly. Because look at it, Eja Owo in this way. You are fighting. At the end of the day, it is still people that you need to move to the next level. And everybody will not identify with what you identify with. You just need to learn to respect people. So that you won't turn yourself to an unconscious fanatic. Fanatic can be anywhere. Fanatic can be in Isheshe. I've seen people that I consider to be fanatics in Isheshe. You need people we need each other to move forward. That is how humans are constructed. We need each other to move to the next level. So now I should not be fighting with you based on the fact that I cannot reason beyond my sentiments. It will hinder me from moving forward. So we need to pay attention to this teaching in Iwori Meji. It says, Iworibo dele ko kile, Iworibo dono ko kono, kile ko kono, koma bai, nyoni boni. Let me translate it for those people that don't understand Yoruba. Iworibo dele ko kile, Iwori. When you get home, greet them at home. Iworibo dono ko kono. Ibori on your way home, greet them on your way home. Kile ko kono, greet them at home and greet them on your way home. Koma ba yoni boni. So you will not discard one person in the process of worshipping another. This is the declaration of Ifa from Iwori Meji. Thank you very much for listening to this podcast till this point. For those of you that want to get in touch with us or get access to more content, you can reach out to us on Ategbe Movement on Instagram and Facebook, Ategbe Movement on TikTok. We are on every social media platform. Just type Ategbe, ATEGBE, Movement, to move, Ategbe Movement. You would find us. I'll see you guys on the next one. Ireo.
This is Isheshe Talks with Ategbe.